Hello and welcome to Hey Art, What's Good? We are a podcast based in the north of England where we like to go around to cool art things and see what's good with them. My name is Alice.
And I'm Rosie.
And something we like to do here on Hey Art, What's Good? Is to check in with each other, see what's good with us, because it's cool to find out when your friend's doing cool things. So Rosie, what is good with you?
Thank you for asking. I think what's good with me is that I just received in the post a package because I ordered something off Amazon.
Oh, that'll be wild.
Yes, it wasn't a mystery package. Like all those mystery packages that I get.
Yeah.
I got some postage like scales.
Okay.
So that when people buy artwork from me, I can know how much to charge them for postage and packaging.
Oh, there you go.
Because I'm getting professional.
I was going to say, how very professional of you, Rosie. Well done.
Thank you. So if anyone wants to buy things,
Rosie can wait.
Yeah.
And charge you an appropriate amount of money.
Yes. No.
Perfect.
No one loses. Only wins.
Oh, there you go.
So buy things off me, please.
Where can people do that?
I don't know.
Perfect. Get in touch with her on Instagram, maybe, for the time being.
Yeah, that's normally how I get commissions.
Rosie.the.artist.
Yeah, thank you. That's me. And I'm around.
You are around, that's true.
What about you? What's good with you?
Well, what's good with me is if anyone recalls a while ago I was talking about something I was excited about, that thing has happened. I'm back from Dogfest now.
Woo!
It was a very, very short but sweet visit. I was literally contracted for just two days work. So I was just there for 2 days.
That's
at the
still
beginning
nice.
Of the festival. It was nice. Oh, great for me. But I'm still part of like the different staff group chats. And as of right
that's
now,
that's not as good.
Bearing in mind, I looked at this chat yesterday. Do you want to guess how many
she's just
unread
at it.
Messages there are just from since yesterday when I last looked?
150.
Ha.
Ha?
Much more than that.
Oh no.
708 on one chat.
Mm-mm.
But just 16 on the other.
Oh. Okay. But I was there not like for the group chat or any official things.
Yeah.
I went to Sheffield for a day for the first time. That's also what's good with me. I went to Sheffield for the first time.
Yeah.
But yeah, from what Alice has told me, putting together and managing a film festival is mental.
Turns out it's tricky. How do people do that?
There's a lot of coordination.
Yes. So, I mean, it's funny because every time, like the past 2 years, there's been all this kind of like official like group chats and like volunteer coordination, all kind of stuff. Never concerns me because I've never had volunteers to look after. So
nice.
I can just blissfully ignore it.
Yay.
But that was really good. Back in Newcastle now, but it was lovely.
Yeah,
maybe
so
stay tuned for an episode about Sheffield Dogfest. For a little thing we're going to go see. It was great.
Yeah, it was all over our Instagram, so you will probably have seen it. But
yeah, it's doing the little tease.
Watch this space.
But what we're going to talk about is not that this week. We are going to talk about something that instead happened many weeks ago. Not many, like two to three weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
At time of recording.
Yes, so on the 24th of May, there was just a whole host of events happening in Middlesbrough.
Yeah, it was great. That was something that was all coordinated. So the idea was, it was kind of like an art trail.
It was, yeah. It was, I think, coordinated in part or like organised in part by Creative Factory Middlesbrough. And they just do stuff with like creatives and artists and like organise stuff like this. So it was really cool to have a pop down.
Yeah.
And
always in Middlesbrough.
Yes.
Can't stay away from Middlesbrough.
I know. And it's like cheap to get to.
Yeah.
But it takes so much longer
than
you think it would.
Know.
But that's fine. We've already complained about that. We won't do it anymore, I guess.
We keep going back, so.
We do. Yeah, yeah. Well, if you recall, in last week's episode, like our main episode, was about the time me and Rosie went to Barcelona. If you recall, at the end of that episode, it was remarkably rushed because that was when we were running to get the train to Middlesbrough on that day. We had literally 10 minutes exactly and we made it.
Hell yeah, we did.
Oh, did we make it?
And if you can remember, Alice was quite ill.
Oh, Alice was remarkably ill. My God. And then Rosie got gradually more ill on the way there. So we're both quite good troopers that day.
Yeah, I think we put the work in.
Yes, but it was very worth it because some of the art we saw was mint. There was also a lot of it. So we're going to split this into two episodes to talk about it all.
Yes.
Because we are tired today and don't want to talk for a million years. So yeah, we're going to do half now, half later.
Absolutely.
So we're going to, I guess, go in chronological order because that makes sense.
Yeah. Take you on the like trail that we went on.
Yes.
And I'm very excited about what we're going to talk about this episode because we're going to talk about Pineapple Black.
We are.
Which it was, I'd never been.
Yes. And I keep on forgetting that you hadn't been before because a few weeks ago, month ago, sometime in the recent past, me and Amy went to Middlesbrough to check out Pineapple Black and we loved it. So
it was
nice
so
that
cool.
Rosie got to see it.
And then you did a minisode about, what did you do a minisode about it? Because I remember hearing about it.
No, it was a, I think it was a
full episode. And then I listened to that and I was like, oh man, yeah, that is cool. And no, it's really cool.
Yes.
Recap, it's an old new look.
Yeah.
It's just fully an old new look. So the, you walk in and there's like a window display with art in it.
Yep.
And there's security. Like I'm sure they still have the security things.
The
alarms.
Scanner beeper things.
Yeah.
At the doors. I assume they weren't active.
No.
Oh.
It was, but it wasn't like trying to not look like it had been a new look.
Yeah.
It was just
a new look with art.
Yeah. And it was like, it was perfect. It was basically already a white cube space.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like got your white walls, like white tiles on the floor.
Yeah, some like there were some pillars.
White pillars.
Yeah.
White changing rooms,
which were cool.
And some mirrors. Yes, there was just a bunch of everything. The exhibition, there was like two or three exhibitions on technically. In the main space, like the shop floor, if you will, was called Training Montage. I don't know why it was called that. It's a cool name. The little like poster for this exhibition was mint. It was like a really strong muscle man with like just a pineapple for a head. Yeah. I just really loved it.
On like orange, black and orange.
Yeah. But
so it kind of looked like fake tan, like bodybuilder kind of dude.
Yeah, yeah, like really like oiled up sort
buff,
of thing.
Yeah.
But there was just so much dang art by so many people. It was amazing.
And so many different types of art as well. I think this was like, because this was a group show.
Yes.
And there was all sorts of things like represented. There was like sculpture, there was, and just like 3D work, there was wall-based work, which was kind of painting, photography, mm-hmm. of like
collages,
absolutely, of all different scales, mediums, really impressive. And mm-hmm. when you first walk in, it's like a big open space, so there's a lot to take in.
Yeah,
which isn't what I was expecting at all. I'm just so excited about this gallery. Oh my god, everybody go. Yeah,
please. It's like, awesome. It's like open all the time
because so cool.
It's in a shopping center.
Yeah, it's
open.
In a shopping center. It's an all new look. Like you just have to check it out for that reason alone.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
And when we went, there was, because it is such a big space, there was kind of a DJ and there was like some drinks and yeah, just a lovely little preview.
It was lush, but as we mentioned, me and Rosie were ill babies, so
yes.
We didn't drink a single thing that night.
We
were very good.
Yeah, that's another good thing. Yeah. I decided that I really like tonic with a wedge of lime. So yeah, day's a school day.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Let's talk about some art.
Please.
Do you have a kind of favourite piece or series of pieces?
In that room or in the gallery as a whole?
In the gallery as a whole, we'll go.
Okay, so in the gallery as a whole, I think my favorite piece was, now our friend Dan at System Gallery once said, and I think he didn't even say this to me, I might have overheard him say this to someone else,
I love it.
But he basically said, if your art show, so for those who don't know, Dan, wonderful Dan, a friend I met at the National Career Service when I worked there, and he runs, and is the kind of art director or curator or
creative director,
manager, I don't know,
one of those titles.
Yeah, he's like running the show of System Gallery above Bar Loco. So hey Dan, support what he does. And he once said, if your art show, like in like 2018 or whenever he said it, like if your art show has neon lights, it will be successful because people will be able to Instagram it well.
Mm-hmm.
Or like just people, or like pastel is another one, I think. Like people
Like
pastel aesthetics. But true to that, my favorite does involve neon lights.
Mm.
So if you go to what was the changing rooms of Pineapple Black, firstly, very cool space because changing rooms, like they have not changed the structure of this building at all, so they are just still changing rooms, which means there are little like nooks and crannies to go into in this room, which is interesting and I think you could do some really cool things with, and oh, so exciting. But in this space, it's all dark and it's only lit by, well, there's three sculptures in different parts of this room, but the main event is this toilet. And I think it's using one of the New Look massive mirrors.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then square mirror tiles that I think you can get from IKEA, like quite big ones,
yeah,
on the floor. So it's all this mirrored space. There's a toilet with a neon rainbow coming out of it. And then around the toilet is like these like weird like blobby shapes, and they are glitter, like, yeah, covered in glitter. And I mean, for just aesthetic reasons, I thought that was cool.
It was pretty amazing.
There is an Instagram of it on my personal Instagram, Rosie the Artist. And I'm very certain I might just post the exact same picture.
Oh yeah, go for it, dude.
For our Hey Art What's Good Instagram, because that is one photogenic piece of art.
It was really cool. It was, yeah, such, just so pretty.
And not what I expected at all.
Oh yeah. Like, I think that exhibition was called Renounce. And aside from that, I don't know too much about it.
Yeah, by Stuart Langley, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just really like that, firstly, the changing room, like, was a relevant place for it, I thought, because, like, a toilet is, like, privacy, and then the changing room is privacy.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, it's just a very absurd thing in an absurd place.
Yeah, and I like that. Yeah. I love a good bit of absurdity.
Yeah, it was really strange. I loved it. and it was weird to, like, see everyone in the mirrors reflected, and then it was, yeah, it was all just really cool.
Yeah.
And the other two accompanying pieces were kind of same materials but used differently, but you kind of had to go and find them because, yeah, they were
in the cubicles. Yeah. And you could kind of see the glow of the neon lights, yeah, but kind of like, oh, where is it though?
Yeah, I gotta go check it out.
It was pretty cool. And it was also
very alien actually.
Yes, because there was like the weird blobby stuff. It's, yeah, kind of like, it makes it look like it's maybe from somewhere else. Yeah. It was really cool. And I'm pretty sure there was a video piece like playing around the corner in another little like nuke.
Yeah.
I think it was just like showing bits of this artwork and like different elements of it in like a different space, I believe.
Yes, I think you're right.
But it was cool.
Yeah,
and I think it was on like an old analogy looking telly, like probably like square, yeah, cubey one. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, so I think that was my favorite overall for the show, because I just think, well, I think your favorite is also my favorite, because I had, yeah, two, so that's the one that isn't yours, basically.
Oh, there we go, perfect.
And it is just aesthetics, because we've said it before, we'll say it again, sometimes just liking art because of the way it looks is completely valid and fine, and you don't have to know anything about it, and you don't have to have some deep meaningful reason as to like it's profound and touched my soul. Like, no, sometimes I just like pretty things.
Sometimes I just want some neon lights coming out of a toilet bowl
in an old new look
specifically.
That's what I got. That's lucky.
Oh, that's good. What a coinky dink.
What about you?
Well, our favorite,
yes,
as I suppose it should be called, is in like the main space, and it's in like a bunch of like just metal shelves, kind of, yeah, look like maybe like stockroomy kind of shelves.
I was gonna say it looks like a stockroom. Could have been abandoned furniture or,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that kind of relates actually, because if you recall, cast your minds back to whenever it was me and Amy did an episode about Pineapple Black. We talked about all the other cool exhibitions and stuff, and then we're kind of just passively mentioned there was a thing that happened upstairs in the old stock room and we didn't get it, but it looked kind of cool. That thing was the kind of precursor part to what this was in this exhibition. So like it's called Forgotten, and there's part A and part B. Part A was the original one, part B was this one. So in the original one, it was basically, I think it's the artist is Stephen Irvin, and I'm pretty sure he's one of the people who runs Pineapple Black.
Ooh.
And I say that because he messaged us, like, well, the Instagram on our Instagram, whatever. Hey, what's good? He messaged and said, oh, don't worry about not getting it. This is what it is. I'm like, ooh, thank you for telling us. And he's like,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And he was like totally chill.
Very, very chill.
Nice one.
And I do appreciate that. But basically, the original exhibition was, it was like just these like found objects, like kind of looked like things that would either be in either your grandma's house or in like a charity shop. Like,
yeah,
lots
like
of, like, porcelain,
yeah,
teapots, like little statues and figurines and stuff.
All like ceramic.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
And in the past exhibition, it was like they were all kind of strung up in this really elaborate, weird way in the old stock room, and people could just come and cut the strings, so they'd fall to the floor and smash.
Oh, no way.
We didn't do that because we didn't know what it was. So this is I have since read about it.
Oh, so
it was basically just like smashed messes of stuff all over the floor. And for this, he's just like put them back together, but not in such a way where it's like perfect and pristine. And it's kind of like, oh, look, you wouldn't even tell it's broken. It's kind of in a way that celebrates the fact that it is broken. You can still create something like really nice out of something that's been damaged and stuff, which is just a nice sentiment overall. And it's just created these really cool, wacky things.
And really weird, because, like uncanny, sometimes sinister, sometimes silly.
Because some of them are just like straight up, like, this is what it was. I've tried to put it back together again, but it hasn't quite worked. So it's like, say it's a figurine, but there's like maybe a bit of the head missing or whatever, and you can see all the cracks. But then sometimes it's just created something just absurd. So there's one where it's like this like kind of white and blue, chinery looking teapot, whereas mostly together. You couldn't put a pot of tea in there, but it's mostly all put together. But then coming like almost balancing from the spout is like almost another teapot.
Yeah.
So on one hand, it's like, how was that balanced on there? And on the other hand, it's like, how much glue was that? Because it was insane.
Some glue guns were abused in the making of this, I can imagine.
Many, many sticks of glue was
my favourite was like, there was like a statue, porcelain statue of like a maiden and maybe like a young boy or whatever, except then the young boy's head's been lost and has been replaced by a ceramic duck head.
Yeah, oh, I love it.
And like they're kind of leaning weirdly and still like very broken and weird and cool. And celebrating the fact that they've been broken and they'll, once they're put together again, they'll never be the same, but there's still so much potential in them. And
so it's nice.
I love the house one as well.
Yeah.
Where there was like a ceramic house. Don't ask me. It could have been like a biscuit tin if you took the roof off or something, I thought. But, a biscuit jar? Who knows?
A home for biscuits.
Yes, potentially. And someone had put in that building material that like you...
Like the foam, like it blows expands. Up.
Yeah. So it was like this house that's like, it's very Alice in Wonderland, I thought, of the house kind of just growing apart.
I can see that because, I've just got that one image in my mind of like the OG Alice in Wonderland illustrations where she grows too big for the house and like she's got her arms and stuff coming out the windows.
Yeah.
Kind of like that, but with this expandable foam.
Yeah. And like instead of it coming out the windows, it's like the cracked ceramics.
Yeah.
And as always, photos on Instagram at Hey Art What's Good. Because check it out, this is a particularly cool segment.
Just pretty sick, really.
The other artwork I would love to mention, that we would both love to mention. Mm-hmm. I think we're pretty unanimous on like what we liked.
Yeah.
Not that like the stuff we haven't mentioned wasn't fabulous, mm-hmm. but we were drawn to these things. Because finally, in honor of Amy, because we've talked about her a lot this episode, we want to talk about what Amy's favourite most certainly would have been.
Yes.
Go on.
Again, cast your minds back to that other episode we did. I feel so should like include like excerpts of that episode. I won't, because that's too much work for me, because I cannot be bothered. But in the last episode, we went to Platform Air Gallery, and in that show, which has changed now, but there was an artist called Connor Shields there, who like his work kind of looks at like gender performance and perceptions of gender and perceptions of class and like industry and all that cool stuff. And Amy said what like her favorite bit of that gallery was this thing. Well, Connor Shields had quite a few sculptures in training montage, and they were just like more but like different, and they were just really cool. So like
and so recognizable as that work.
Yeah, it was like literally before we even went in and saw like anyone's names anyway, I was like, ooh, that looks like that sort of stuff from that person. And it's just like, it's just really cool contrast in things. So it's like there's this really like chunky, lovely looking knitted white blanket, but that's rolled up and tied quite tightly with a really thick rope that's like quite taut against a wall. And there's like bits with like concrete and like kind of girders and stuff like that. It's just these like contrasts of like soft, like handmade knitted things and like really hard traditionally like masculine sort of
industrial
materials.
Yeah.
And it's just a cool contrast to see.
And they were really like utilized throughout the gallery like space.
Yeah, they weren't just all together. They were kind of like dotted about, weren't they?
Absolutely. And they were like in lots of different, quite dynamic compositions, because they were like, some of it was like attached to the wall and then went across the floor, or the way they would like be, they'd like take up, they like, they had a lot of presence, I felt, and they were very concise, I feel like, as a collection they were very successful. So even though they were spread out through the space, it was still cohesive.
Yes,
really cool.
Just really nice. Cool. Yeah, honorable mention.
Yeah. I think another honorable mention should be, I loved the collages of famous people.
Yeah.
And I don't like famous people. Like, I don't know who any of them are.
Not a single one.
I'm just bad at names, faces, people, and stuff.
That's fair enough. However, there was at least one remarkably recognisable person. I'm sure we can both agree. We both spot straight away.
Cher.
There was a Cher.
There was a Cher.
Well, I can't quite remember too much about these pieces, but I'm pretty sure the kind of core, like, more traditional concepts that the collage was like 14th century, like, kind of...
because they were busy.
And... artworks and like kind of that sort of composition and all that kind of stuff. But then we're famous people.
Yeah, and, like, contemporary famous people.
Yes, contemporary famous people in like kind of traditional sort of posing and stuff like that. It was just cool. And because it was like in a fun little corner that we didn't notice for a while. It was kind of like...
we literally caught it on the way out. We could have missed it.
It's like when you... it, like, I don't know what this corner would have been. I guess it would have been like just an entryway for someone to get to the other window display. If there was a window display, which I can't remember, but I think there was... but it's like you probably wouldn't have had like clothes there. Like the security guard may have like stood there or whatever when it was a shop. But it was like a nice little nook, and they were all in like old wooden frames. I'm sure there was like a wooden like record player on the floor or something, like an old wooden radio or just something. It was just an bizarre altar. Corner.
Yeah,
it was very altar like. What's the word I'm looking? Altar. No, shrine. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, almost it kind like of was like a shrine.
And that was pretty cool because I think it kind of had sort of like old religious art connotations and stuff.
Yeah, so like
I think
the that icon.
Can, that
and
can
like,
work as a description.
We'll religious iconography, perhaps.
We know art. Mm-hmm. Art history.
Oh. So as someone who's just been for the first time, go to Pineapple Black.
It's pretty sick.
And it's worth the trip. Going to Middlesbrough. So I never thought I'd say this. No offence, Middlesbrough. But I don't think they'd blame me for... thinking there wasn't much going on.
Yes.
But on closer inspection, it turns out there's lots going on.
It really is.
And we'll tell you even more next week.
We will, because we're going to wrap this one up now.
Yeah, because as we mentioned, two tired women.
Yes. A busy week.
And the hay fever.
Oh, no, bless you.
Is bad this year. Aww. I've got a crusty nose and a congested face.
This is one of those things. I'm so, so grateful I don't have hay fever.
You should be.
Because I like being outside.
I love being outside.
It's such a good time, really.
And it's not for me.
Oh, bud.
It's fine. I'll get myself some medication.
Yeah, get them antihistamines, doing you.
Yes. It'll be okay.
Well, a way we like to wrap these up is to kind of talk about something looking forward to doing. So Rosie, hopefully that will cheer you up a bit. Do you have something that you're looking forward to that can hopefully make you forget this horrible hay fever nightmare you're living?
Okay, I'm going to say something really like,
ooh,
like weird and controversial and okay, like check your privilege kind of thing.
Okay.
But I'm going on holiday for 2 weeks and I really don't want to. So that's not what's good with me. Not in a bad... not in a bad way. Just,
I love it.
I'm accidentally going on holiday because I'm going away with my mum and brother for like a week in somewhere down south. And then the week after I'm going to a gig in Bristol. So I'm like, well, I'll just go to Bristol for like 5 days. But then that does mean that I didn't realise...
You cannot come back home.
Yeah, I did realise... didn't realise they were going to be consecutive.
Yeah.
So now it's 2 weeks and I have so much work to do. So I will have to work during those 2 weeks. So that's not what I'm looking forward to. But what I am looking forward to within that 2 weeks is getting quality time with my mum and brother.
Aww.
And then with dear Jess and kid.
Yeah.
Lovely D dear, I don't know, like just lovely, like old friends from like school. Jess is like a classic from like 2006.
Represent.
Yeah, we're having our friendiversary soon.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So that'll be a good thing one day. But yeah, so that's like a journey.
Yeah.
Of where I'm at with my 2 week holiday that I don't want to do.
Amazing.
What about you?
Well, I am looking forward to the thing I'm looking forward to.
Good. Like, I know I will enjoy it and have a good time. I just would prefer to work.
Yeah.
Which, well, I hate. I'm listening to this as I say it and it sounds horrible. So don't worry. I get it.
Just the kind of like self-disdain in kind of your face there while you're saying that. Well, the thing I'm looking forward to is something that you're going to have to miss because you're not going to be here. You're here on your 2 week holiday.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not just being an ungrateful dick. I don't want it. I will enjoy it, but I'm going to miss loads and potentially fall behind on work.
Maybe.
So.
But on the 27th of this month, and this month is June, there's another like projections thing on its sign side. We've been to a couple of them. They're pretty cool.
And I'll miss it.
But this one's called Susie Green and Simon Bayliss Artists Music Videos, and it's like artists music videos.
That'd be so good.
And I assume there's more to it than that, but basically that is the line that sold me. So I'm gonna go with Amy instead. So it's gonna be good.
I'm so jelly. I'm so jelly.
Get right. Listen to the podcast about it when you come back.
I will. Single tier.
But it should be good. It's nice. Like, we've only been in two projections things and they're always like really, really spaced, like far apart. Yeah. So it's always a nice treat.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
Just I like being in the cinema just anyways, and I like seeing art things in the cinema. So perfect.
It is.
So that's what I'm looking forward
that
to.
That exists.
Yes. Well, that's pretty much it from us for this episode.
Short and sweet.
We say it's still gonna be nearly half an hour, so
we can only do one length podcast
pretty much.
One length fits all ears,
sure. Yeah.
Don't know.
We'll have that as we're tagline.
So bad.
When we finally get business cards. Mm-hmm. It won't be like saying what's good with art or whatever, but one length fits all ears.
That's so strange.
Yep. Strange and stupid.
That's us. Thanks for listening.
That's going to be the new tagline. Strange and stupid. That's us. Amazing. Let's end this now.
So if you want to join in on the strangeness and the stupidity, you indeed should get in touch on Twitter and Instagram at @heyartwhatsgood.
Or you can drop us a line on our email, heyartwhatsgood@gmail.com.
And we'll have the blog website and stuff.
We do have the blog and stuff, heyartwhatsgood.com. Also, we're about in person sometimes, so say hello.
Yes, hopefully we won't be tired nil. Which is what May and June.
It's been the solid theme for the past couple of months.
Yes.
So
maybe we're overworked.
What? No, sure, that's not it. Millennial dream, Rosie, we are hustling.
I feel like millennial dream is something that's turned up in every episode recently.
We love our lives.
Mm. It's like I do, but then...
Yeah.
I don't know.
At what cost?
Thank you very much for sticking with us and listening to all our shenanigans.
Yes,
we really appreciate it.
Yes. Please tune in next week if you want to hear the part two of our Middlesbrough trip, because there are other things to talk about, because there was so much happening on this one day.
Yes. There was a new gallery that we'd never been to.
That's true.
The Auxiliary.
Indeed. And we finally got to go to a Hun event.
Hell yeah.
So.
If you want to hear about those things.
Please tune in.
Bye.
Bye.